This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Don't underestimate the power of the day towards the night. What do I mean by this? I want to explain to you now, what is the relationship of the day of the last 10 days of Ramadan towards the nights? During the days of these last 10 days of Ramadan, during the days, be humble, be well-mannered, stop your sins, put a stop to them, and you can do it. Allah will give you the strength and the ability, at least for these last 10 nights and 10 days, I'm speaking about the days now. You know, we should stop sins altogether, but especially in these 10 nights, stop. Be humble during the day. Your humility during the day will have a positive effect on your night and how you're going to spend this night. Yeah, now I want you to think of this. Think of the day as being you standing outside the castle, right? Think of Laylatul Qadr as being a castle and there's a door. And so during the day, we're outside this castle. And as soon as Maghrib Adhan takes place, when Maghrib Adhan is called, the door of the castle is open. Now you enter Laylatul Qadr. Now, when you're outside the castle, waiting for the doors to open, how do you behave? Let's say you're outside a castle and you're going to meet a king in a few hours. How would you behave outside this castle? Won't you be well-mannered and humble, right? Won't you be, nervous? That's how you should be thinking. You should be thinking during the day. What am I going to ask Allah during the night? What am I going to ask the king? Now when I enter Laylatul Qadr, what do I need from him? So be humble during the day and think. What are you going to do during the night when Maghrib approaches? How are you going to spend that night? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described this in the Quran about Ibadur Rahman in Surah Al-Furqan. When Allah azza wa jal described the servants of Ar-Rahman, the humble servants of Allah, He described how they are in the day, then He described how they are at night. He said, in the day, يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, that they carry themselves out in society with humility. They are humble during the day. Humble, meaning with the servants of Allah. They are humble with the commands of Allah. As soon as the adhan takes place, they run to as-salat. They perform their prayers. They worship Allah. They keep away from the sins. This is what it means to be humble on earth. They keep away from arrogance, from swearing at people. They keep away from sins and from transgression. When that was them in the day, when they were humble in the day, what was their next quality? Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا, and those who spend their nights for their Lord, سُجَّدًا, in sujood, prostration, وَقِيَامًا, and standing in prayer. Allahu Akbar. You ask, how did they achieve such success that they were able to stand in worship and worship Allah for many hours of the night? The secret was that they behaved during the day. They were well-mannered during the day. They avoided sins during the day. So when the night came, Allah Azza wa Jal woke them up and Allah gave them strength and power and ability that they worship Allah Azza wa Jal during their night. Allahu Akbar. What a meaning. Don't lose sight of this meaning. So the day is just as important as the night. Amma for the one who's arrogant during the day, sinning during the day, and transgressing during the day, he's going to find it difficult to worship during the night, even though the door of repentance and forgiveness is also open for such a person during the night as well. Allahu Akbar. Allah's mercy covers everyone. And it is there and it accommodates for everyone, no matter what your situation is.